one ear and right out the other. Herders mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is,
oh my.
Grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road.
Yo, say, see, you can't hear me now.
You're right next to me.
Yeah. You can't even hear me. You can't even hear me. So listen, you know, one of the things, the reason why I picked the whole female MCs and stuff like that, because we have lived on the show before. Remember we helped out and they did something. What was it for?
Kites Nest, SJLA.
And we did a workshop. KK came in as a special guest from Drive Time.
I did.
Represented y'all really well and in introducing radio to young
kids. Tell them again.
And we did a bang up job. You know,
y'all did good.
Boys versus the girls, and we were talking about music, so it was cool to collaborate with you guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that was the thing about it. When you listen to the playback, some of the female artists that you guys were talking about, I kind of took them and collaborated them to one. I mean, you guys talked about Lauryn Hill. You guys talked about Lil' Kim, mm-hmm. Cardi B. You talked about Nicki Minaj. So I just kind of, MC Light, I just threw it all together. I'm happy that you guys are here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me get right, because this ain't the whole school. I'm happy that you ladies are here. I don't want no problem.
You're humans.
We're beings. Spiritual beings.
Yeah, you gotta say you're humans.
No, look, wait a minute.
We can't be specific.
Wait a minute. No, listen. wait a minute. In my defense, if you don't send me a memo of these name changes, I'm still gonna call you Little Pookie.
Little Pookie?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Now you wanna be called by your government. I said ladies. I changed guys. Now, is it just humans? What's the new way?
Just humans for everybody.
I go by
humans.
I go by anything. Just don't.
Backstage Chappelle. Just keep it safe.
Backstage Chappelle.
It's humans, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not asking Dave Chappelle nothing. And I'm just going.
Speechless.
No, because I'm saying Lady Moon is telling me humans, but your name is Lady Moon. I don't understand.
That's so, a spiritual.
I mean, there's humans and then there's a spirit world.
See, that's what I'm saying. I need these memos, Slay.
Okay. We need cue cards.
We're all part of this universe. So in some weird way, we're just human forms, like fleshy forms of a spiritual being or entity in this world. That's what I'm taking from it. How you feel?
No, I understand that.
let's come back to the ground.
Coming back to the ground where gravity's taking us. We're here.
So tell us about
the program. Yeah.
You guys' program. And start with like the exact name.
Yeah.
Because I think we said it wrong like 4 or 5 times.
I said it wrong a couple of times on purpose.
What did you guys say? What did you guys say?
I said Hudson Humans Live.
Get out of here.
I said Hudson Spirits.
Stop,
Girls.
Stop, you lying, kid. Like,
Hudson Girls Alive?
Hudson Girls Alive.
Oh, see, I had it right.
I got it written down. You know? I said it wrong. Right. I wanted to see if they was listening. Obviously, Lady Moon ain't listening.
Lady Moon's yeah.
You didn't ask me what the name was.
Our name, I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know you know their name. You came in with them.
Drive Time, collaborating.
I know Drive Time.
I know you know. Come on.
Well, how long have you been on air?
I've been on air for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
5 years. Wait,
not only. Hold on.
I've been out of Hudson
not
for
Not only
years.
Have we been on for so 5 years, but we also three-time award winners.
I've seen the award. You guys did big things.
I'm really only playing.
Nah, we just joking. But we are award winners, though. That part was real.
No, Lady Moon, I am. I'm definitely. If you saw did you see the flyer? Because if you tell me you didn't see the flyer today,
I didn't see the flyer.
All right.
Hey,
I am.
All right.
You know what? We gonna.
Yeah, let's go. All right, let's go.
I'm good with improvisation.
Yeah. All right. I improvise too. Yeah. Okay. I'm good at it. Watch me. Come on, let's go. So let's talk about the program.
So Hudson Girls Alive mm-hmm. is an interracial group led by different rays of brown and black women, white included, and we just are here to help mentor young ones in our communities during different outlets such as music, literature, like poetry, dance, movements.
And we also have like Girl Talk. It's just a place for us to be creative and really just have a place for girls to be themselves.
Is there an age range?
The age range is supposed to start from teen and up.
Mm-hmm.
We also welcome young women to come into our group.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So what type of things do you guys talk about without getting into, I don't know, any secret detail, but like what type of topics come up for someone who may be listening and, you know, something might intrigue them and they show up?
Before you answer, just make sure that you introduce yourself so people know who's talking and let them know, you know, because we know.
Okay.
And just a little louder. I know, Sharice, you ain't quiet now.
Yeah, I know. I got a big old mouth. Well, hey, I'm Sharice. And one of the things that we have on the agenda is to talk about periods because there's a taboo of it.
Class periods, like 8th and 7th?
Like menstrual periods.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
No, of course. We're going to have one of the youth, Jasmine Ahmed, she's going to lead it. And one of the things that we went over before is something that Olivia led. What did you lead last time, Liv?
Hey, it's Liv here. I led a girl talk about awareness, self-awareness, you know, getting the girls to be more thought mindful about who they are, where they are, what they're up against. So we talked about things like what's the judges and the parasites that are in our minds. And we also talked about empowerment and how do we feel like we can empower ourselves, or what can they relate to ourselves, or let the girls relate themselves to things that they want to become in the group. So that's where we're at right now.
This sounds like a grassroots program, you know.
What is grass group?
Grassroots.
Oh, grassroots.
Yeah,
yes.
Meaning that you start from the bottom. Funding is very limited. You know, it's just the community working inside the community. So I wanted to ask, how are you guys receiving funding to be able to
FUBU.
For you,
FUBU funding.
You?
For us, by us, you know, anybody, for universe, by universe, you know, for us, by the universe. That's we've been getting fundings from, or what is the word, donations from the WGXC, from me going on the radio station, but there's also people such as...
There was another one that we got a donation for, and... I don't know. Maya, do you remember? Issa got it?
Yeah. Hi, this is Maya. I'm one of the elder women in support of the young leadership here on this program. We did receive a grant from an herbal holistic medicinal organization in Vermont. And so we'll be using that right now. It's for supplies. We'll be making sure that we use it to introduce herbal teas and things like that, and health and full health of our bodies through this means. So, yeah.
So is this through Kitesness, or is this separated from Kitesness?
Kitesness is one of the organizations that support it. Mm-hmm. So there's Kitesness, there's Hudson Muslim Youth, there's Wise Bodies. Am I missing one? TSL, that's where we have it.
Okay. Yep.
And then we just have the leaders that's around who come and help support it.
How did you guys come up with the idea of that this was needed? I mean, and be able to sit down, all you humans together, and come up with a plan. And come up with a plan to actually get it started. I mean, me and Slay, we worked with grassroots programs. We know the work that goes into it. So how did you guys come up with the idea and to get it off the ground?
Well, it's still getting off the ground. I'll just clarify that first. And the way that it came about is Wise Bodies brought a few women together, and they said that, you know, we need to have a group where we talk about sexual health with young women, mm-hmm. and that it would be important for it to be women of color who teach it. Mm-hmm. So that's where it started. And now that we have other partners and people who came into it, it's turning into different things, more things. We've decided that what it would be is to just be a place for us to support people, well, women, in their own beings. It's not like a leadership program or anything like that.
Yeah, like Women Panthers.
Yes.
For just only women. And we're going to all hate men. This is just to help secure the... Mm-hmm. The spiritual and emotional side of women.
Like, it's literally to support your life, yeah. your okay. life, who you are, what you do. For example, like, Olivia is a new mother. We welcome that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, before I even knew about Hudson Girls Alive, I asked out to the universe, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to have a community that's safe for my child. And I expressed that with Maya. And Issa, who's from Wise Bodies, who's helped supporting Hudson Girls Alive. And it was just, I think, from a similar talk of everybody, of how we got the group of leaders, is that we all had that want to be supportive to younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
Beings. Because, you know.
Anyway,
yeah.
I want to throw, like, something out in left field. I'm going to give you an idea. Me and Slade, we normally patent all our ideas.
Right.
But I'm going to give y'all this one. Okay. This one, we going to give to you.
Get the pen.
All right. You ready? That.
Yes.
So you have a woman's group or a female group or a girl's group or whatever it's being called to teach women and the independence and that. But you ever think about having a group of women to teach men how to understand and appreciate women?
We need that.
I just gave it to you.
Oh, okay.
I could have stole it. Like, I could have I could have really went and, like, but did you ever think about that? Because I know, like you said, you're dealing with, you know, administration. I call it administration on purpose. I know what it is. I made the mistake. It's not a mistake. You know? But you're dealing with women's stuff, but there's a lot of guys who might not grow up with sisters that really don't understand women. Mm-hmm. I myself feel that women don't understand women.
Yeah.
Or humans don't understand humans, or whatever right. I'm supposed to say. Have you ever thought about maybe, you know, bringing in a group where we're teaching, women are teaching men how to understand other women?
I mean, I feel like that would be, did you want to speak to that? I feel like that would be a great idea, because the whole point of this is so we can be mothers, sisters, and all those things to support our women, especially in the community. So it only makes sense for us mm-hmm. to be able to bring it to boys and men at some point. I love that idea.
So I think, so this is me, Lady Moon, and I believe that when you have an organization that is very focused on developing the self-esteem and empowering women to become their best self, you know, to become the best that they can be in themselves, automatically, I think you are developing women who are going to, by their example, teaching men how to respect a woman, how to treat a woman, how to, you know, be with a woman, like, because the woman will be so sure of herself that she will act in a way that will teach the man. They'll teach the man. So, you know, if you're a woman who knows what you want, you're not going to settle for this because you have these goals in your mind, then when a guy comes to you and try to spit that game, you're going to be like, hold on a second. I'm not here to play. Like, I'm here to be serious. That's already going to teach the man right there. He's going to understand, oh, wow, these women out here, they ain't playing games. They're serious. And,
but that's, right? Lady Moon, go ahead, Slade.
Is it really like, we're talking about more systematically.
Yeah.
Not like somebody like catcalling or, mm-hmm. you know, not treating you your worth. But like, we had a whole march and there was, you know, over 2,000 people, I heard, yep. that were in town for the Women's March. And mm-hmm. A lot of what they're fighting against is a more systematic approach. And
right.
that's kind of like what we asked, especially since we have all these situations where all of these accusations and everything are coming up. And we're finding out that a lot of what's being said is like, this is the way that it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that women have always had to endure. So now it seems like it's been like, you know, the year of the woman now. Like, women are here, and it's nerve wracking. Okay. It's serious.
It's nerve wracking for men.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, it's serious.
Why is it nerve wracking?
I mean, just because it's like every day there's, you know, another high profile man that, you know, has accusations
or something like that.
And then there's, you know, over 2,000 women in the street. That ain't nothing that, you know, that's nerve wracking. That ain't nothing to mess with at all.
So what is it? What does this do to the man? What is happening to you? Is it making you feel like, oh, women are powerful, or does it make you feel like, oh, my God, we need to shut this down?
To me, I mean, I'm all for the movement because I've worked around a lot of powerful women and young ladies as well. So I get it, but a lot of people don't get it. And a lot of men act a certain way because they don't know anything different.
Right.
So that's why I think Vern asked the question, like, you know, if we ever want to basically educate men on how to, you know, treat someone. Because even if you, as a woman, you have this education and this power in yourself to say, like, I don't play that, and don't talk to me this way or treat me a different way, that's not going to stop, you know, that person from saying, all right, well, I ain't hollering at you. I'm going to holler at the next one. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really change the behavior.
With that being said, I agree with you where...
My name's Vern.
Yeah, Vern.
Like, okay. Listen.
This is a 101 for me, so you have to give me some time.
No. It is.
But I do want to say, Vern.
I'm getting back.
That I actually agree with you that I feel like women need to learn how to be women. And that's going to be our way of helping to teach men how to be to women. I think there are a lot of women who, including myself, I'm actually... going to admit that there are things that I need to learn about how to be a woman, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't really necessarily be able to teach a man how to be a man to a woman because I'm still trying to figure out what is a woman? Like, what is the role of a woman in this world? You know what I mean? So
my intuition with that, naturally, if one hand sees the other, it's going to be compatible. Mm-hmm. It all starts with who's going to take the initiative. Not to say that there's a men group somewhere out there, but we're talking about specifically in Hudson. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different groups focusing on different, like, unisex groups, like men and women. We just feel, I personally want to be a part of this group because I would like to be a part of a movement that focuses on females. So later on, if there is a man that sees our groups that wants to match us, I think that would be a beautiful thing. Any man, whether it be Vern, KK, anybody out there that wants to come together and talk with us about how to communicate and complement a group where we can train little girls and little boys to communicate differently in the new world, especially and under the administration that we're on as a united state. And I we're not united. So it's like, it's very important that we get whatever we have now, girls and boys, and learn how to communicate better on working on a system in the future.
Okay, I don't want to take away from what you ladies are doing.
Right.
My only thing was, I believe in this. If I'm a bully and someone bullies me, it doesn't teach the bully.
Right.
You're supposed to tell me why it's unfair to bully.
Right.
So my thing as far as men and women, are we still at the level where we want to be separate, or do we want to be together as one? And in order to do that, especially as adolescent men, growing up, unless you grow up in a family that's purely dominated by women, you don't know. So I'm like, okay, well, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family dominated by women. So
right.
I respect all of you, and you know that. I'm having to disrespect anybody. But I know guys that don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys get stronger, do you get stronger and say, nah, 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 we're the strong ones?
No.
Or that was all I'm saying. Or do you get stronger and say, listen, I'm not going to babysit you, but in order to understand how females, women are, you need to open this side of your brain and let all the other stuff that you were taught go away. Because we have to believe that we only know what we learn. And if you put me in a box and I'm in a box with a
right.
chauvinist, all I'm going to know is how to be a chauvinist, no matter what. I mean, you take me out this box, I'm going to be a chauvinist until someone teaches me not to. Now, another man is not going to teach me not to, because whether men want to believe it or not, there's a part of chauvinistic in them. That's how we are. We need a female to say, listen, that's cool, but but
there's better.
And
there's.
And Lady Moon, no disrespect, but when the way you said it, guys are going to bark at you and say you think you're better than you really are, and they're not going to learn from it. They're going to be very
defensive.
Very defensive, you know, and that's all I was saying.
Well, this is Charisse. One of the things that, because like I agree with you when you said women, you know, some girls don't know how, even about themselves. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. It has to start there. It's going to have to start there where the generations of women teaches the younger girls, and it's not to maybe bark on another one. It's like, oh, okay, this is my little brother. I'm going to hold your hand in this situation. And even if you don't have, if the boy doesn't have a sister, you know, you make friends in school. Mm-hmm. And I think that as we begin to start with younger women, it's like it can be shown by example and by relationships and stuff like that. But yeah, I can understand. And also for our group, as we grow, it will be wonderful to be able to welcome in young men. Mm-hmm. Like in different ways, maybe in like dance or something like that, where the man has to have respect for the woman in order to be in dance.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, like, they be just slinging everything everywhere, and it's just like,
Olivia,
I'm serious. It's like sex on the dance floor, and it takes away from the purpose of coming together, communicating through.
Dance. But at the same time, Olivia,
yes,
guys don't dance with guys.
What does that mean?
So there's girls that allowing them to do what you just said.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So everybody has to be taught. I agree. This is the foundation. True. I'm not going to get in the way of the foundation.
It's actually all about respect.
Actually, let's talk about the Women's March. And I think that it was important. Slay, you mentioned a great number. It was 2,000 people there. But there was a lot of men there.
Right.
There was a lot of men. Yeah. And ever since women, females, humans have been coming out and saying these things are happening, real guys have stepped up and been beside them and say, I believe you, and let's do something about it. So that's why I was saying, like, hey, man, you know, help us out. Because, like, sometimes, you know, we have these little jokes. If your significant other, if you ask her what's wrong and she say nothing to a guy, that's nothing. There's nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. But you all know that there's really something wrong.
This is an abort mission. It's about to go down. Yeah. Right
here. Well, I say, like, change your method or
communication.
Something like that. Yeah, not just for the women, but for you too. Because you, if she say nothing, you know it's something.
But why wouldn't you just say something?
Because that's not how we work. It's like,
but Charisse, that's my exact point right there. I had learned the hard way.
Know how we work, right?
Okay. These younger men need to be taught that.
Yeah.
Okay. They might be like, all right, listen.
I ain't nothing.
That means I'm about to go back and play 2K.
Why don't you start a group? Brothers Keeper, like, you know, you taking the initiative and talking on the radio.
No, wait, hold on, because I knew you were going to start. Let me say it for them, okay?
Thank you.
I know you got it. I know you got a group, and that's Pops.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got Pops?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Pops?
No, listen, it's not about me or Slay.
Oh, come on.
We're interviewing y'all.
All right, cool.
First of all, second of all, let's be honest. If me and Slay start all these groups, how the hell are we going to be good men to our women?
That's true.
Okay. Y'all forgot about that. Y'all want us to save the world and lose our women.
There's rivets in that.
Y'all ain't even. Look, now I'm teaching y'all how to be women.
Wait now.
No, we coach basketball. We do radio. All this for free.
Yes,
we
know. I see
this.
Y'all.
We coach basketball. We do radio. We got Pops. We
everything.
So what do you think the stress is on our women?
Moment of silence. Yeah. Wait, repeat that question. Repeat that question again.
What was the new question?
Nah, it was rhetorical.
Yeah, rhetorical.
Yeah. I couldn't say much about it.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us more about your program for people who may be listening that need to get a hold of you guys. Where would they show up or come?
We have program on Wednesdays at 3:30 at TSL. Say it again. And we are also right now doing a dance with Lady Moon. Mm-hmm. For 1 billion Girls Rising for the next two Wednesdays at the Opera House starting at 3:30.
It's so nice there. That's a nice place.
If you want to come out and dance with us, you can meet the women of Girls Alive. It'll be great.
How long have you guys been doing the meetings and stuff, and what is, like, your numbers? How many women or girls or people you
get? Right now, how long have we been going on? Since December?
Since December, and it's a handful. It's a handful of girls.
So five?
Yeah, about that.
You can just say five.
Five. Yeah. Handful. It sounded more than five. Shoot.
Which is why we would love if people would come out and dance with us and hang out.
Yeah, this has only been, this is like our fourth class. No, fourth or fifth class for Hudson Girls Alive. So we're fairly new. And it's through Wise Bodies. So Issa's the director of it. So if you want to get a hold of her, you go to wisebodies.com.
Do you guys do
.org. wisebodies.org.
Do you guys do any joint affiliation? I'm not 100% sure on this, Lady Moon. You can help me. But Perfect 10. Mm-hmm. Are there mostly girls in Perfect 10?
Perfect 10 is a organization for young girls as well in Hudson.
That's what I said.
And Hudson Girls Alive is like a different branch. It's not, I don't think they follow the same curriculum style. I think it's a little bit like Hudson Girls Alive. I think it's, from what I know, I'm associated with Hudson Girls Alive, but I had to like step out a little bit because I'm just like all over the place with my music and stuff, and I wasn't able to commit as much as I wanted to. But I'm still here. I'm still supporting and as much as I can. From what I understand, all of the youth organizations in Hudson have kind of come together for young women and created Hudson Girls Alive. So Perfect 10 is definitely an organization that was welcomed into Hudson Girls Alive. So was Kaisness. So was Promise Neighborhood. So was
Muslim Youth.
Hudson Muslim Youth. Hudson Muslim Youth. All of these organizations have come together to find a way where we can all work together to create a grand
bridge
youth women, young women organization as a collective. And so that's kind of like, to me, how I understand the root of this Hudson Girls Alive organization. And so, all of these organizations have girls and boys and all kinds of everything. And this is just an opportunity to bring it all together.
Yeah, so my point was, if you're doing joint ventures and you're doing shared, would you only have five girls? Can we help a way where we can get five girls from Perfect 10? Can we get five girls?
Age range, though. Perfect 10, it might be a little younger.
Younger?
Yeah.
I know that. No, Perfect 10 is all ages. And I know that.
Oh, okay.
There are some. For me, I think a great tool or a great way to step into it is I would recommend just going right into the school districts. Just going right into the schools, talking to the guidance counselors, talking to the social workers, going to the Mental Health Association, talking to the case managers, talking to people who have youth who need some kind of. Mm-hmm. Comfort home place. Mm-hmm.
You've said
And so I feel like, to me, that is the way to go. Even though, yes, combining these organizations to create one thing, but also, this is one thing. Hudson Girls Alive is its own thing as well. And so it hasn't really worked that well, it seems, to just get girls from a certain organization, even though it's one day a week and all these organizations are every day. It's just one day a week, let's come together. But that hasn't blossomed yet, so.
Slay?
Yeah, I just, I want to thank you guys for the hard work that you've been doing so far. And, no, we're not done. I just wanted to make a comment because we don't really have a lot of sexual health teachings in this area. And I was driving today and I saw a billboard right outside of Hudson that says, STDs, STIs are at an all-time high right now in the county. And I think that's something very important where young women definitely need a safe place to come in and talk, because it's easier to talk to people you respect and people out in the community and your age and a little older than it is for your parents. So I would definitely encourage parents out there to send your young women to see you guys. I know being a single dad, that's something that's tough because I can't have that menstrual cycle conversation. Like, I don't know anything about that. And I'm a sexual health educator. And
yeah, he is too.
And that's not a conversation that I feel like I would be able to have thoroughly with my daughter as a single father. So, you know, that would be something that, you know, in the future, I would love for her, you know, to partake in that.
What I want to do is I want to open it up for you guys to come back next week when we're in the studio, if you can get the time. I mean, even if you want to bring one of the girls with you and stuff like that, we'll sit down in the studio. We'll be able to maybe iron out some things. I'm going to make a couple calls. I know a few people. I don't know a lot, but I know a few.
Yes.
And I'll make a couple calls to see if we can get some more girls in your program. Five is not enough. And I think the thing about it is that because it's grassroots, you need to reach out to people that have the key to open the door.
Right.
And I thank you for reaching out to us. This is the Honorable Slay Diddy. They don't get no better than that. But we do work with the youth center a lot, and there's girls there, and they have a couple girls basketball teams that's going on. So we're going to try to get some more people in. So if you guys want to come in next week, or if not, you want to come in the following week, that's fine. But I do want to talk about this. I want to talk about Monique. This is a woman thing. I want to talk about Monique. Slay, you want to talk about Monique?
I guess I can get it started. You know, yeah. She made a statement, you know, the comedian Monique, where she wants people to boycott Netflix because she got offered $500,000 where she felt like she was worth more. Amy Schumer, who is a white comedian, got offered a lot more money, I think $11 million. Dave Chappelle, who's a legend, got offered, you know, upwards of 15 to 20 million, and other male comedians as well. So she felt like she was being shafted because she is a black woman,
yep,
in the business, and she wasn't being met with her work, with her worth. So the debate is like, is that really true, or is this more of she's really not worth that amount? So that kind of created a fine line between people thinking and saying openly, like, this is getting out of hand as far as a lot of the women movement, because people are using that as an excuse to maybe make more money that they don't deserve. So I wanted to get your thoughts about that.
Before you answer, me and myself, that's two people. Slay Diddy.
No.
Yo, listen. That's how cool I am. I got it before. I fixed it before y'all even caught it. All right. Well, me and myself, Slay Diddy and Ray, we feel that women should be paid the same amount as a man. We believe in equal pay. So before y'all jump on anybody, just know that we're on that side. So go ahead.
For me, I personally, I see it in a different perspective. I'm not seeing it as like woman things like that. What I see it as is Monique, is a legend. I'll give that for sure. But when it comes to Netflix and the audience that it has, I feel like it has a younger audience. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she doesn't have anything that's super recent for a younger audience to be like, oh, I remember and I know and stuff like that. We know Precious, but that was a more serious role. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like her comedy and stuff. Also, on top of that, I feel like that amount of money that she was offered was a lot to people who are on the outside who's not a celebrity. So it's like, we're fighting for you to have more money for you. What about us? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, for me personally, I think she should have just like taking the money and then kept moving, because like when you're a comedian, I know that you have to really like stomp your feet and you can't stop stomping. And
yeah,
it's like, it seems like she took a break or something. And then like, you know, and I just feel like if you're offered that much by Netflix, that's a shoo-in.
Yeah. All right.
My thing, especially with the black woman, if there's a will, there's a way. If you feel like you're not getting appreciated funding, that she had her own talk show. She already did it. Oprah Winfrey has her own network, you know what I mean? Because she wanted to be the head poncho. So if Monique wanted to...
It's honcho.
Head honcho?
Yeah.
So what's a poncho?
It's a raincoat.
What? What? My thing is, if she really wants to get more funding, she can definitely get that. For Netflix to play her for 500 G's?
500
G's? Mm. I mean, that's...
I would take that personal, but then I would uprise against that. You know what? I'll double that. If you don't want to give me that, I'll do what I have to do to make sure I'll get that. So she had an award for her show, and it was phenomenal. Why she didn't continue that? She could have made more than 500 G's, but for Netflix, I can't boycott that because it comes directly out of my debit card. But I mean, I support the woman. I support Monique because she is the woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's one of the queens of comedy.
Who voted on that?
I don't know.
Self-proclaimed.
It was like a show that...
I know. Yeah, but I don't know who voted those.
Yeah.
It's self-proclaimed.
That was what they named it.
I mean, she is... when I think about comedy and comedians, there's not too many African-American women who are in the, you know, in the media as representing comedy. Like, she's kind of like one, and then... maybe 3-4 more. I don't even know who they all are.
Well, you know Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg, but she's, you know, she's on...
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish.
She's like the big...
Some more.
Like biggest one
right
now.
But to me, like, Monique is kind of like the Beyonce of comedy. Like, she's kind of like the main one that I know, but maybe other people know more. I don't know. I'm just one
person.
She
called Monique Beyonce?
Yeah, yeah.
I said she's
president of the Beehive, upstate New York chapter.
I said she's like the Beyonce of comedy.
Well, she was 10 years ago.
Right, but who has it now?
I mean, Tiffany Haddish.
Okay, so I'm about to look her up on Google or whatever because...
Yeah,
I haven't heard
she's
it.
In
so
the movie,
I might not even be the right person
Girls
to
Trip, which
give a
broke
comment about
a
this.
Ton of records, but
right. I'm gonna have
but
to
Monique
up.
Is definitely a legend.
But she's like one of. There's not too many African American comedians. You see a ton of white comedians. You see a ton of male black comedians. But the ratio for white black women comedians is very small. So you know, I kind of feel like they could have gave her a little slack. But also, you know, when I think about black women in America, I feel like we're kind of like at the tail of the line. Like you know, we're not. We haven't really like come up. Or Michelle Obama was kind of like, she kind of brought us up, but still we're struggling to get to be seen, you know, in a respected way. And you know, I feel like that's kind of the result of it is that you know, that's just what it is. You know, she's not black women aren't there yet. Where we're not, you know, white women are still gonna get more than black women even in this country right now.
I'm gonna close it and I'm gonna say, I'm about as black as you get, but I don't think this is racial. I do think that black women are not paid enough money, but I think white women aren't paid enough money. This one happens to be, what have you done for me lately?
Right.
Yeah, Monique has a special on Netflix. It's been on there. It's something like, if I was your cellmate or I could be your cellmate. Monique hasn't worked.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's fair for Monique to ask me to boycott Netflix. Yeah, Netflix?
This is true.
Because
and
they're
I
not
that
paying
message.
You?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm telling you. Now, I took a part of the Colin Kaepernick, and Colin Kaepernick didn't even ask me to boycott. I just chose to. Now, Colin Kaepernick could have asked me. I just said, well, you know, I don't think it's right. But, Monique, you want me to boycott Netflix because your money ain't right? No, I can't do it. And
yeah. Because your money ain't right?
No, listen.
But also, where was she during all the movements? You know, she just hasn't been around.
I mean, we don't even know that for sure. We know that
she ain't put nothing out.
I know. And that's true.
And that one that is on Netflix is whack. It's not funny.
I don't think that it's... I agree with you and you, your points that you guys made about...
Who's you and you?
No,
Charisse,
we're good.
And Vern. I agree with those points because I too haven't really experienced her much. So to me, I wasn't really that shocked with what you said. I was okay. I haven't even seen Amy Schumer, but I keep hearing about her everywhere.
Amy Schumer sold out a world tour.
Yeah. Right.
I hear her about her all the time.
So yeah. She's working.